I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says United States propaganda is to blame for election unrest in Russia. It's not over. 45,000 people have pledged on Facebook to join in new protests of election flaws tomorrow. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says young people have lost hope. He hopes their Project Hope gift exchange can change that and be a catalyst for spiritual change.
As people come to know Jesus Christ, they are transformed from within. And this transformation from within, one by one by one, will transform society, will transform a country.
$25 is all it takes to have an eternal impact. Next, Japan's government has lifted some of the restrictions around the Fukushima Daiichi area. It seems like business is getting back to normal. But after March's disaster, what is normal? Many are still living in temporary housing. International Aid's Brian Anderson says that could play into mounting depression. They're hoping that local churches respond. Pray. It's critical to their new normal.
Because the government is truly focused on infrastructure, it does create an opportunity on the personal level for the Christian community to make some inroads with people and to be able to share the gospel in ways that they normally would not have been able to do.
And we could be seeing a new wave of young missionaries from Brazil. Over 400 Brazilian young people just concluded a four-day conference focused on the importance and opportunities of missions. Operation Mobilization played a big role in the conference. Now they're just waiting to see how many kids committed to missions training, potentially with OM. More and more Brazilian youth are coming to Christ daily. Pray they'll share the news with others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you the CD. Get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.